Well, welcome everyone, and welcome. March Madness continuing on Inside Newha. And a reminder that Inside New England Women's Hockey Alliance is sponsored by Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. And for all of Mike's programs, you can go to bodybyboyle.com. Very pleased to have with us an historic season, as was noted in the Boston Globe by Cat Cornetta. I'm looking at the headline, Stonehill's historic season continues in NCAA tourney. Yes, it will this weekend. Winners of eight in a row, finishing strong, and winning in their second year, their first Newha crown. It is the Skyhawks of Stonehill, and we're very happy to have with us head coach, who I suspect is still pretty happy here. Now she gets ready for her next challenge, Lee J. Marisolo. Lee J., welcome and a hearty congratulations to you and your club.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you for having me.
Well, it has been, I guess, quite a run. And if you missed Kat's story yesterday, I mean, I had some of the numbers to crunch and just getting ready to talk to you. But certain details that I didn't know, I mean, if you were wondering about what a difference the turn of the calendar made to this team. My goodness. What were you doing New Year's Eve? Did you anticipate any of this? Did you pop a bottle of champagne and say the whole thing's going to turn around in the second half of the year?
I did not. I was hopeful that they would go home and sort through some things, do some reflecting, and then come back better than we were in the first. But I didn't expect it to be this good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good when it exceeds the expectations of the head coach or perfectionist by nature. And one story that Kat recounted, you got to shed a little bit of light on because I thought this was incredible. She was talking about just what an up and down season this has been. The down really in 2023, the up and up and up and up in 2024 was the fact that, I mean, this, I don't remember this document, this happening very often at any level of hockey, but at one point in the fall, from Kat's story, you had defender Hannah Squires volunteer to be a goalie when both of your netminders were injured. I mean, that is just an amazing run of bad luck at that point.
It was actually incredible. And we knew right from the get-go that when Hannah volunteered immediately that the team would rally around her. She's a beloved teammate, and they really did. They blocked a lot of shots, but she really, really did a phenomenal job. She watched some YouTube videos before she stepped in there, and our goaltending coach, Joe Grossman, really helped her out.
Wow, that's amazing. You talk about being able to withstand some athletic adversity, competitive adversity. You certainly did. And then on to 2024, and now on to this eight-game winning streak. Obviously, it takes a number of contributors. I guess the place to start for your team is my guest last week, was Alexis Petford, and what a story she has been this year. Obviously, great impact freshman a year ago, but what she's done to build on it this year has been nothing short of amazing with the numbers that she's put up now and on the cusp of, and hopefully she's going to get that 20th goal this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Pet came back after Christmas break or after holiday break on fire, and it's been really, really good to see. You know, she had a great season last year, and then started the season off a little bit slower than she did last year. And we are really excited that she came back hot in 2024.
And I just love looking at the stats and breaking it down and going through some of the score sheets of recent games. You've got some great balance on this team right now, Lee J., as far as, you know, offense is coming from a lot of different places. Madison Actel, Lily Geis, Bailey Feeney, you got your overtime game winner. Paige Wally, I mean, you've got a pretty nice distribution there amongst your forward lines.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot how there's no heroes on this team, but we really, really have a great group. And if it's not someone, then it's someone else. And so mm-hmm. It's been really cool to see them come together in that way.
And you have really accentuated a lot of positives with the recruiting that you picked up now from Tara recruiting for the first class that came in the Boston area. I mean, I think that's great. You know, this is obviously, it's a league show, but I'm going to put my Greater Boston hockey hat on right now. And you've got a number of players that hail from the Boston area that have been impactful. Kat reminded me yesterday that right up the road from where I am in Stoneham, the Austin Prep program has been very kind to Stonehill here in the early years of the program.
No question. Maeve Carey has been a really solid defender for us all year, and she's offensive, not just defensive. And so just having her on the back there has been tremendous. And Catherine Cairo has she had an incredibly gritty goal the other day, that second goal against Franklin Pierce. First, a little backhand flip over the defender's stick, and then to bang home that rebound was really tremendous.
Mentioned about Kerry, and then also, and I think this will be an indication of the future, you have this type of success with the program. Obviously, when you're knocking on doors and you're going to recruit, Swedish product, freshman defenseman with Pulse Dyring Anderson, she's been very impactful from Trosa, Sweden. That is not Greater Boston. That is not part of the no school announcements, Trosa, Sweden.
Yeah, Pulse has been tremendous this year. She has all the tools and just has been a student of the game all year, which has been phenomenal to watch. She handles the puck so well. She skates so well. And she can shoot the puck.
And in goal, another local to Boston product from just up the road, once again, from where I reside in North Billerick, a great hockey country up there in the Merrimack Valley. Eve Stone has been a real rock for you, great stability for you, and really fashioning this 8-game winning streak, Lee.
Eve has been absolute nails all year long since she came back from that injury that she sustained in our first weekend against RPI. And just, it's really, I don't know if a lot of people know the whole story, but we've had one goaltender since game number 14. And mm-hmm. Eve has been doing all the right things in order to make sure that she's ready, game in and game out. And she really does give us a chance to win every single night.
And a big part of that carrying over from your goaltending. Also, just to go a little bit deeper inside this 8-game winning streak, 6 1-goal victories, 2 overtime games. Battle-tested for the postseason, I would say so, from what you did down the stretch just to get there.
Yeah, I mean, these one-goal games, they and overtime winners, they're taking years off my life, but they are definitely worth it.
Right.
It's been exciting, and I think it's a testament to the compete level of the New Hot. And so just mm-hmm. being a part of that and watching being a part of these games and watching how the league has grown and progressed over this year has been tremendous.
And looking back here, before we take a look at how you did get there and the championship game, I also noted not afraid to play the iron non-conference. I mean, games, if you come out on the losing end of the game, I mean, there's a learning curve. There's a growth process. It seems like there's an understanding that you have that you embrace with your program. You played BC. You played Maine. You played RPI from the ECAC. I believe they played Brown last year from the ECAC. So all part of getting this program and being able to raise the bar.
Absolutely, and I think that's a really good way for the New Hot to get out there and mm-hmm. show what we've got. I think if we played those teams now, we'd give them some better games, and that's just testament to how much we have grown as a team over the course of this year and how our league has grown over the course of this year.
Absolutely. And I know with my good friend, Commissioner Bob DiGregorio, he has experience in this area, having been really founding father of Atlantic Hockey on the men's side and the CHA on the women's side, and seeing the impact that those programs have had in the NCAA tournament, and now with the opportunity that you have ahead of you. And in order to get that opportunity, you know, once again, there was some upsets in the tournament. You got 3-5 for a championship and an automatic bid. That's what you had. And just a great night for Stonehill Hockey this past Saturday. It went to overtime. It certainly wasn't easy, as you had a couple of leads in the game. Give Franklin Pierce credit, though, for their resilience to battle back and eventually get this game to 2-2 after two.
No question about it. We knew we were going to be in for an absolute dogfight this past weekend. Franklin Pierce was playing their best hockey, and so were we, and we knew it was going to be tight. We knew it was going to be close. And so having watched them on the bus ride home from St. A's, we watched them score 2 6-on-5 goals under 3 minutes left in their game to push it to overtime. It was really something to watch that happen. And so we prepared last week, but we knew we were going to be in an absolute battle.
And had a lot of momentum in the third period. You gave up just 2 shots on that 11-2 decided advantage. It's still hockey, as we know, with the goaltender involved there. And Must have been a little bit frustrating in the third period. You threw everything you had. But in overtime, bench penalty, and you got a too many penalty, and was able to take advantage. Just take us through that that overtime game winner. A pretty nice feed there to get the puck to Feeney where she could finish.
Yeah, it was our third power play, and so we definitely needed to get something going there. And so it's crazy that there's too many players on the ice. Both overtime games led us to victory, but just a great. We work on tipping and screening all the time at practice, and it's been a huge part of 2024 for us. And so for Paige to throw that puck at the net and for Bailey to get her stick on it, that's exactly the reason why we work on it day in and day out at practice.
Yeah, absolutely, and great to see it pay off there. And as far as your special teams, you know, once again, the power play percentage at 16% overall, but you've had timely opportunities here and been timely with the postseason when often as it was for Saturday, a penalty, there's not going to be as many generally, and it could be a man-up situation that's going to decide it. But the PK, outstanding job in the PK, particularly when you consider what you went through with the goaltending position with injuries. Boy, I took a look at that, 88%. You've had way too much experience killing 153 times you've been manned down, but 88% to be in the top 10 in the country is outstanding. You're in eighth with several of the NCAA teams.
Yeah, we really focused on being aggressive on our PK and forcing teams to make great plays in order to beat us, and that's been a big part of our penalty kill this year, and so it's been working out for us. We would like to be not in the box as much as we are,
right.
and that's going to be crucial in our game against Cornell.
And well, I guess that brings us to exactly where you are now, and that's breaking it down and getting the team ready to take the trip. It'll be Cornell in Hamilton, not in Ithaca. Colgate is the high seed host, and it'll be in Hamilton. Great arena up there. I remember going up there the year it opened, going back about 6-7 years ago. Great facility up there, the Class of 65 arena. You'll bring the team up. Your thoughts on facing Cornell, who's been a perennial power in recent years, Lee J.
Yeah, Cornell is back. They're strong. They're skilled. They have a lot of firepower and a lot of great players on that team. And so our job and our game plan is to slow them down. And so we're going to do that with tight gaps and solid back pressure. And then we're going to push the pace when we have the puck. So underhandling the puck and making plays with our feet moving, those are big keys to our game. And like I mentioned before, staying out of the box is going to be crucial against the 35% power play.
Absolutely. Deadly on the power play, no doubt. And with Northeastern's reign and their dominance in Hockey East, and they fell to UConn in overtime, did not qualify. You truly are representing all of Boston and Mass and the whole region here in that position. Without Northeastern, you got UConn advancing, but great to see the hockey from the Boston area. And as we mentioned earlier, so many gals that are from Boston that are on the team there that are representing this Stonehill squad.
Yeah, it's truly an honor to not only represent the Newha, but to be representing Massachusetts hockey right now. And excited for that opportunity and ready for it.
Absolutely. I can tell by the tone of your voice that you are ready for it, Coach. Absolutely. And, well,
Bernie,
go ahead and take your – I love the quote there when you talked about your team. What a great testament to what your team's done this year. A bunch of believers. Lee J., get ready to get on the bus and take a bunch of believers up there to Hamilton and wish you all the best. Have a great hockey weekend, beginning with Cornell.
Thank you so much, Bernie. Thanks for having me.
Lee J. Marisolo, head coach of the Stonehill Skyhawks, bound for the NCAA tournament as March Madness continues here on Inside New England Women's Hockey Alliance, sponsored by Mike Boyle Strength Conditioning. For more information on Mike's programs, go to bodybyboyle.com.